This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's 5:30. It's March 26th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Made it to the midweek point. And we've got so much coming up on the show today. Thank you guys for being a part of it. This half hour just for you who are up early with us or maybe getting ready to go to bed. Either way, thank you guys for being here. How you doing?
I'm good. So this week with this little mini heat wave that we're having here in town, it actually caught up really quickly with me because we landed in Vegas from our spring break on Saturday. We landed in Vegas and I'm like, looking at the weather for this week, I'm like, 80s? And I don't know if I told you, but my air conditioning in my car doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I've been rolling down the windows on the freeway. It has been so hot in my car. First world problems, I know, but this week has been pretty brutal driving around in the heat. So this weekend, my first thing on my to-do list is go to like a car shop, like AutoZone or whatever, and put coolant in my car, but I've just been so busy.
Yeah, that's, I feel true, first world problems, but I feel like in Las Vegas, it's not first world problems. I feel like you do need an air conditioning in this city. We're driving around, but yeah, it's been really, really nice the past couple of days. What's hilarious is that I am always cold. I'm a cold person. I'm always shivering. And so even in these temperatures, driving in the morning, I turn my seat heater on.
No, you don't.
I do, because I drink my protein shake and it's cold. And as that's when I drink it while I'm driving into work in the morning. And so I start drinking my protein shake and then it kind of settles in my body. And then I'm like, ugh.
I'll get a little chill.
And then I turn on my seat heater like, oh, that's much better. And so I still am using my seat heater, even though the weather is so nice. Only in the early morning, yes. Not during the rest of the day.
I loved my seat warmers. I had one in my old car and I don't have one in this car that I have now, but isn't that just such a luxury
to
have?
It is. It's one of those things that I never really knew that I had. And I remember we were going somewhere and my husband was like, why are you so cold? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, turn your seat heater on. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, there's a seat heater. I'm like, there's a what? I didn't even know it was in the car. So I hit the button and all of a sudden, my booty's getting all warm. I'm like, this is amazing. And now I use it all the time.
Have you been in the cars where not only do they have the seat warmers on the bottom, but also on the back?
Oh, yeah, that's how mine is. I feel very grateful for this. And my husband's car has not just the heater, but it has a cooler too. And he always has that on. And it's funny, if I go to drive his car and I sit in the seat, I all of a sudden I'm like shivering. I'm like, why is it so cold? And I realize like there's cold air popping out of the seat.
What?
Yes, it's that crazy.
I love getting rental cars because I'll find out new features, because usually the rental cars will have the newer cars. Like this past week, we had a 2025 Pacific Chrysler. I forget, but it was
I think that's a nice car, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah. And like the little things that I'm learning about the car and just how, like, I'm like, why, where are they learning this? How are they implementing implementing these things into new cars. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a there's some really cool features on cars. I mean, yeah. Better than just the seat warmer and cooler, I'm sure. But yeah, we've got so much going on today. And before we get things started, I got to bring this up. Major concert announcement, you guys. Major concert announcement just announced at 5 a.m. this morning. Lady Gaga coming to Las Vegas. She is unveiling her Mayhem Ball tour. You guys, this is huge. Coming to T-Mobile Arena, two nights, July 16th and 18th. And tickets go on sale on Monday. But guess who has win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets? We do.
Yeah.
7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. It is going to be absolutely huge. There have been rumors about this show happening, and now it is official. These two shows happening.
Nice.
So make sure you are listening this morning at 7:30 for your tickets to check out Lady Gaga. It's going to be amazing. All right, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show you pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Saving Forever for You by Shanice?
Saving forever for you, baby. You are the only one I'll ever give forever to.
Do you want to hear My Own Prison by Creed? Do you want to hear Heaven by DJ Sammy? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can send us a tweet on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You went and visited a school yesterday.
I did. It was fourth grade class, Mrs. McDonald at Rose Warren Elementary School. And I was recording with them for one of their Say What with Steph segments we have coming up. And I was not expecting to do something that I was completely grossed out about.
What happened?
So this is what happened. Right after we were done recording with everything, she was telling us about what they've been learning lately. And in a reading class, they're trying to convince each other how to try different foods. You know, kids, they can be picky eaters. So she brings out this little sandwich bag. She goes, "Steph, I want something for you to try." She pulls out this sandwich bag, and in this sandwich bag were little dried bugs, like cockroach bugs.
Cockroaches?
Yeah, and now they're not cockroaches. They look like little grasshoppers. There you go. That's a better explanation of it.
Were they crickets?
They look like crickets. She didn't tell me. She goes, "Here."
People eat crickets.
Crickets is what probably it looked like, because it had it looked straight up like a dead bug, and it was dried up. So I tried it with her because she goes, "All right, Steph, the whole class has tried it. You and I, let's try this bug." And I actually got it on video and audio. Do you want to hear how that sounded? How?
Sure.
Okay, here it goes.
You taste one, Steph, and then I'll taste one.
So is this
edible? It's farm raised. It's organic and farm raised.
No, do you eat the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you just like nibble on it?
Ready? One, two, cheers, three.
It's a little salty.
It's salty.
Oh, do you have a napkin?
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that was not very good.
There's one right here.
Ready?
Did you spit it out?
I spit it out.
Oh.
She showed everybody. She ate it all. And then guess what? After this, I was like, "Ugh, that was gross. It was nasty." She started handing out all the little bugs to the class again. She goes, "We want one. We want one."
Oh, my
gosh.
That is nasty. I get the idea that she was going with, like, okay, we're gonna have you try new things. But, I mean, do we really need to put crickets on there. I mean, come on.
I mean, I loved the class. The energy was amazing, but I just was not expecting to go into a class to eat bugs.
I would have said, no, you're a good sport. I would have been like, absolutely not. I am not doing that. Thank you for trying, but no, thank you. Have you ever eaten anything like that most people would consider? Sometimes in some places that's a delicacy. So what's something that you've had that is exotic or a delicacy? 702-364-9400.
What about anything from urine? Like family make you try something?
Well, a big thing in our family is menudo. It's a big thing that people eat in the Hispanic culture. And in menudo is tripe, and that is the lining of a cow's stomach.
Mm.
And I never knew that growing up. I always just ate it, and I didn't even think to ask what that was. I always noticed when I got a piece of it though, and it was white, and it was like there was like weird like bumpy divots.
Yes.
On it, and I just, it was chewy, and I just ate it. I didn't even think about it. And then years later, as I grew up, I asked my mom, I'm like, what is that like chewy stuff in there? Is that pork fat? And she goes, no, that's tripe. I'm like, what is tripe exactly? And she's like she didn't want to tell me. She's like, it's just a meat. And I'm like, from where? And she's like, a cow. And I'm like, what part? And she's like, oh, it's just like the lower part. I'm like,
the lower part.
And she finally told me it was the lining of a cow's stomach. I was like, oh my gosh. But at that point, I've had it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to stop eating it, you know?
Yeah. The next time I go to the Philippines, I'm never going to do this again. Balut, which is like a fertilized duck. And it was.
It's a fertilized egg?
Yes, an egg. And you crack it open and you could see the duck's eyes and face. It was so bad.
People eat that. Is it a delicacy?
It's a delicacy and it's disgusting.
Oh man, I never want to knock like delicacies from other people's cultures and stuff, but that does not sound appealing to me.
No.
Whatsoever. I think I would take a huge pass on that one. But
yeah,
the things that we create and that we eat, this just like, okay, but crickets, I don't know about that. I really respect you for giving that a try. The lengths you go through to get some audio from kids, I'm telling you.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here on this Tuesday. I almost said January.
Because it's Wednesday.
What is it? What day is it? I'm looking at a music log. I'm trying to print something out. And so I looked at the day Tuesday, and I'm trying to get stuff going. It's just a mess over here.
It is
so,
a little bit.
I apologize for that. Yeah, I've got a lot going on behind the scenes. But it's going to be an amazing day today. We have some big concert announcements to talk about. We've got some great tickets to give away this morning. So I hope you guys are ready for it. We've got a great show coming up. There is something that we talked about earlier this week. If anyone is watching White Lotus, I am like obsessed with this show. And there's only two episodes left in this season. And have you watched any of season three at all?
I'm only on season two still. So I've seen some clips from when James watches it. And let's just say some of the scenes, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, there are some crazy stuff happening, and I just feel like it's with two episodes left, they've got a lot of things to wrap up, and I am really excited to see what happens. But there is someone on that show that I have literally fallen in love with. Her name is Amy Lou Wood. Have you heard of her before?
Yes, I have. Yes.
She is absolutely adorable. She's on the show. She plays this this character that's like very kind of spiritual. She is really true to herself. And one thing that a lot of people talk about is her teeth. She's got like these really kind of profound teeth that kind of stick out a little. And
okay.
I remember the first time I watched her on the show, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, look at her teeth. And my husband said the same thing. He's like, I remember I was so proud of him. He goes, that's so cool that like Hollywood didn't make her change her teeth.
Nice.
And I was like, I know, right? It's refreshing to see someone that is their real self. And her character is Chelsea on the show. She was talking about her teeth on a talk show recently.
These videos just come up on my Instagram of like these orthodontists analyzing my teeth and going, so what she has here is a whatever the hell it is. But then at the end go, but we don't think she should change a thing.
Oh.
And it's like, oh my God, it feels so lovely. After a real full circle moment after being bullied for my teeth forever. And now people are clapping in an audience.
She is so cute. And I find her so attractive with those teeth. I think she looks so beautiful. Is there anything like a feature or trait, maybe on a celebrity or just in general, that is not considered conventionally attractive, but you absolutely love? I love Amy Lou Wood's teeth. I also love Lily Collins' eyebrows.
Yes.
They're so big.
And the way that she does them too, they're thick.
I know a lot of people give her a hard time. I love her eyebrows. And then also, Adam Driver, the actor Adam Driver.
Yes.
I think he is handsome. And I hear people like, he's so goofy. Look at, there's something, that goofiness look to me is really attractive.
I know what you mean with Adam Driver. And I think, I don't know if it's what you see in him too, is I like his Adam's apple. I think
it's big.
Adam Driver.
And it
Adam's
goes up
apple.
And down when he talks.
Yes.
I know. There's certain things that most people would not find attractive, but you find attractive.
Yes.
Let us know what you think. I'm in love with Amy Lee Wood. She is adorable. Okay, as promised, we have a lot coming up on the show today. We made the announcement earlier and We made the announcement earlier and she is coming to town. Lady Gaga just announced that she is going to bring her Mayhem Ball Tour to the T-Mobile Arena July 16th and 18th. We have your tickets at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have what's trending. Dua Lipa just gave fans the ultimate surprise, an unexpected duet, a leaked song, and a little help from a famous friend. Find out what went down at her latest show and how one lucky fan became part of the plan next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa is trending this morning. She is really making her way through Australia this past week, and she has been really catering to the Australian fans by doing covers of songs by Australian artists. She's covered artists like AC/DC and Natalie Imbruglia and Kylie Minogue. And this past weekend, she went for something a little more modern. She brought out Australian pop star Troye Sivan for a surprise duet of his song Rush, which people went crazy for. And before the performance, she hyped up both the song and her friend. She told the crowd, "I thought it would be a big mistake if I didn't play one of my favorite artists who's also a friend of mine." And that's when Troye came out. And it was so much fun. That was not the only surprise of the night, though. So Dua, she handed a fan a USB stick. And it had a remix of her song Physical featuring Troye on it. And she told the fan, "You need to leak this online. You have to promise me you're going to leak this song
that
online."
That is so cool.
It was so funny. Well, guess what? The fan did as told. They leaked the track to a Dua Lipa fan page on X, and it quickly spread. Here's what that Physical remix with Troye Sivan sounds like. Doesn't it sound good?
I love it better than the original.
Me too. It sounds so good. So after the fan finally leaked it online, Dua reshared the post and she wrote, you got the job done. So it was just what a fun way to release a remix by having a fan do it for you.
And something that I love about Troye Sivan is just he like gives off this really chill vibe when you see him, but really his music is just so upbeat, so strong. And I think that he's, to me, an underrated artist.
100%. I was just going to say that he, I think, is so amazing. I'm shocked that he's not bigger here in the U.S. because worldwide, he's absolutely huge. And I mean, just like, listen to this song. He's just, and some people may not know who he is. He's also, he acted in that one show on HBO with The Weeknd that I hated.
Oh, yeah. Why do I always forget it? Because we try to block it from our brain.
Yeah, but he was in that, and he is so talented.
He went on tour with Charlie XCX, right?
They've got a song together. So, surprise duet, a controlled leak. Dua knows exactly what she's doing, and that is what's trending. All right, who is ready to win? It is time to play an early edition of Heads Up. 702-364-9400 is our number. If you are ready to play, we are giving away a pair of tickets to check out Reggae in the Desert. Clark County Amphitheater, April 19th. It is going to be an amazing day, and you are going to be there. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Let's play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Katie, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yes, thank you so much.
All right, let's do it. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Home Run, Waiting Room, or Earth's Axis?
Ooh, let's do Waiting Room.
Waiting Room it is. Okay, National Doctor's Day is on Saturday. These are all things that are associated with doctors, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got this. Just need to get six in 60 seconds.
You guys got this, Katie.
Got it.
Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
This is where you go if you need to go to the emergency room. You go to the what?
The doctor's? Urgent care? Hospital.
The hospital, yes. If you need to get your appendix removed, you're going to have this done.
Surgery.
Yes. This is, they stick one of these when you need in your arm when you need to get a shot. They stick a what in your arm?
Needle?
Yes. This is, you're not the doctor. You are the person they are working.
You're a nurse.
You're the person they're working on. You're the what?
Patient.
Yes. This is, they're going to write you one of these so you can get drugs at the pharmacy.
Doctor's note. Oh, a prescription.
Yes. This is, I'm not sick. I'm just going in for my annual, what?
Checkup.
Yes. Nice. You got it, Woo! Katie. Nice job. Yay! Congratulations.
Oh my God, awesome!
You're going to see Reggae in the Desert. It's happening at the Clark County Amphitheater on April 19th. It is going to be so much fun. You are in for free. Thank you so much for playing, Katie. And we'll have another pair of these tickets for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, a lot to give away this morning. 7:30, we are going to hook you up with passes to see Lady Gaga. Just this morning, she announced that she is bringing her Mayhem Ball Tour to the T-Mobile Arena on July 16th and 18th. We have your win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets to see her coming up at 7:30. And don't forget, another round of Beat Mercedes. We had a winner yesterday. So $100 diamond pendant up for grabs. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, and it is time for Say What with Steph.
Yeah. Can we get a say what?
Say what? Say what?
Mercedes, one more time. Can I get a say what?
Say what?
I love this game. So basically, I've gone around the Las Vegas Valley and I've interviewed some kids. And what we try to do is guess what these kids might say. We've done like fourth graders, fifth graders, and today we have Sierra and Cy, who we see every year at Walk for Wishes.
They are Team Golden Hearts, and I have fallen in love with these two. They were in here a couple of weeks ago, we were recording some stuff for the upcoming Walk for Wishes walk, which we hope you guys join us and join our team. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And you can go to mix941.fm for all the info on that. But yeah, they were here and they're so much fun.
They're so much fun and they're so animated. And what we, for preface, Sierra is a senior in high school. And Sai is in ninth grade. So you can kind of see the ages we're working with. I'll ask you a question, Mercedes, and then I want you to guess what Sierra and Sai say.
Oh, gosh. Well, now I've gotten to know them pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if I have some better luck at this this version here. Okay, let's go.
Let's start with question number one. What is something that your parents do to try and be cool?
Oh, gosh. I know. Okay, let's see. I'm going to say like listening to like dancing, trying to dance all cool.
Okay.
Like they know the moves and stuff like that.
Oh, like the Fortnite dances and stuff like that?
Just any of the cool dances. Yeah.
Okay, here's what Sierra had to say.
More recently, my mom started wearing parachute pants. And I think it's the funniest thing ever. But, you know, the outfits are cute.
I got a pair of parachute pants.
You did?
Well, they're like silky ones. They're like super cute, though.
Okay, this is what Sai had to say.
So when we're taking pictures, they try and, I guess, reenact how Gen Z kids take their pictures and try and clown me for it. And then another thing, my mom, she tries and use slang and says like Riz and my drip and stuff like that. And she just tries to act so cool and like she knows what's going on.
This is serving as a guide to parents as what not to do because you're not being cool. Your kids are like rolling their eyes at you. That is so funny.
All right, let's go with question number two. What song or artist do your parents play all the time?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm gonna say something like, we just heard it this morning, Flo Rida.
Low,
yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say their parents love them.
Let's go with Sierra.
Rick Springfield on repeat. Eighties on eight on repeat, but Rick Springfield, that's her true love.
Wow, I did not see 80s. That coming at all. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sai had to say this.
My mom plays Eminem all the time. All the time. When I get into the car from school, Eminem's playing.
I know Sai's mom. I can totally see it. I love it. That's awesome.
All right, question number three. This is our last question, Mercedes. Let's see how you do. What do your parents do that just doesn't make sense to you?
Oh, gosh. How long do we have? This has got to be like the longest answer ever. That doesn't make sense. Maybe threatening to take their phone away and then not following up on that.
Ooh, I like
that. I do that all the time. I'm like, if you don't clean your room, I'm taking your phone away. Doesn't clean room.
Oh, like a threat?
Yeah, doesn't clean room, doesn't take phone away.
Let's see what Sierra had to say.
She, like, doesn't know how to give context behind text messages. So, like, she'll just be like, did you get it? And I'll just, like, have no idea what she's talking about. Or she'll call me for, like, the most simplest things that she could have texted.
Oh, I think that goes both ways. I'll get texts from my kid, no context, all caps, Mom! And I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
Yeah.
And I panic. I'm like, oh, what?
And then it's
just like, I got an A on my test. Oh, congratulations. But like, what?
Yeah. Here's what Sai had to say.
My mom loves to follow my friends on Instagram.
Oh, my.
I'm just there following my friends and she goes, oh, whose story are you looking at? And she goes and looks at it real quick and then she says, okay, I'll follow this person. She goes and comments on all of their stories and their posts. And
she just wants to be in the loop.
Yeah, she wants to be in the boys group.
I am mortified for Sai. I think you got to be really careful with that. Like,
yeah.
All of my kids' friends, not all of them, but a lot of their friends follow me, but I refuse to follow them back.
Really?
I don't follow them back. As much as I want to, I really do want to. I don't want to embarrass them. And I tell my kids, I'm like, hey, your friend, you know, Tatum just followed me. She's like, please do not follow her back. I'm like, I won't.
You would be such a cool mom though if you followed them back. Or would you just be cool,
no,
Brooklyn's mom?
They would be embarrassed if I did that because I would be like Sai's mom. I would comment on everything.
Where are you at? Is Brooklyn there? All that stuff. But that was fun, right?
Yeah, I love Sai and Sierra. Thank Thank you guys so much for doing that. That's going to be a fun time. So join us for Walk for Wishes, April 26th, Town Square, Las Vegas. You can be on our team, our Mix 94.1 team, and you can register. You get a t-shirt when you register. One of our new, I haven't even seen them.
Me either.
One of our brand new Mix 94.1 Mercedes in the Morning shirts. If you are Team Mix, and I guess they have a little special message
they
about
do.
That.
Yes, here's what Science Sierra wanted to say to you guys.
Walk for Wishes is on April 26th
at Town Square.
Be there.
Yes, and you get to meet them, and you can play some Rick Springfield for them for Sierra's mom if you want. It's going to be so much fun. Coming up, we have the Hot 3. You guys don't want to miss this one. We are going to talk about Kim Kardashian. She's set to appear in court for that 2016 Paris robbery case.
Wow.
Remember that? That is coming up. Also, Starbucks' new refill policy is really changing the amount of customers that they are getting. And who is leading the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame vote? The answer may surprise you. All of that is coming up in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Kim Kardashian, she is set to testify in the trial of the suspects involved in her traumatic 2016 Paris robbery. Do you remember when that happened?
That was so long ago. Yes.
It was, almost 10 years. The trial is going to begin in May, nearly, well, I guess 8 years after five masked men stole millions in jewelry from her when she was staying in Paris for Fashion Week, including her $4 million ring from her then husband, Kanye West. She said, I was Snapchatting that I was home and that everyone was going out. And this was on one of the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So she believes that the robbers knew her bodyguard was out with Kourtney at the time and that she was there by herself. And she thinks that's what put the target on her. She said she remembered hearing a noise at the door like footsteps before she saw two intruders and a tied up hotel staffer. She said that they dragged her out into the hallway on the top of the stairs, and then she saw a gun and she feared for her life. Now, French investigators initially arrested 17 people.
Wow.
That were, they thought were associated with it, with the first four men being indicted in January of 2017.
I think that not only is that traumatic, but it sounds as if she was Snapchatting in real time and people were stalking her. And I feel like celebrities and just people in general should really be careful about posting in real time, because I mean, when I'm out of town or if I'm at some place in public, I wait to post. I don't know. I have this weird fear.
Yeah, I am the same way. I will wait till I get home to do like a photo dump or something like that. Or if I have a house sitter or something, then maybe, you know, I'll post in real time if I know someone is there. But yeah, I just think that is a roadmap to anyone. Hey, guess what? Not at home right now.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's not safe. And with her situation, she's got millions of followers and millions of dollars. And that's just, that's a bad combination right there. Also this morning, Starbucks, they are brewing up their big comeback with this new refill policy. We've talked about it. It's tripled the number of customers that are deciding to stay in store. So if you order your drink for here in a reusable cup, you get free refills on coffee and tea during your visit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
A disposable cup's not going to get you the deal. So the cozy vibes, they're back too. They have comfy seating, more outlets, a throwback coffee house feel that is really good for that remote work you may be doing or just a lazy afternoon. And also they've simplified their menu. They've got fresh store designs. So they're really going all in on making their cafes like the go-to hangout spot again.
I loved it. I've seen one and I saw like by the trash cans, the reusable mugs and the cups ready to be washed. And I love that vibe, but I just don't know if I could do that many refills because I don't drink that much coffee. Yes, I need like one cup, but after that, I'm good.
I think I could go three max. And then after that, it's like, Excuse me, what is your bathroom code?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Finally, this morning, with less than a month remaining in the fan vote for the latest class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the top seven appear pretty firm. And number one on the list...
I never ever saw the Northern Lights. I never really heard of Clusterflies.
Okay, you may be like me and be like, who's this?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Phish.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they are number one right now in votes. Just under 250,000 votes to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Right behind Phish is the band Bad Company. 185,000 votes. And rounding out the top three is Billy Idol.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so surprised at the top three. I think that they have maybe the most dedicated fans. Also up for nomination, you have Soundgarden, Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, Chubby Checker, The Black Crowes, and Mariah Carey. She is last in the voting right now, if you can believe it.
No.
She has the least amount of votes. Voting ends on April 21st.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we have our contestant. It is Teresa. Good morning, yeah. Teresa.
Ooh. Good morning.
We are so excited. You're caller 20. You get to play Beat Mercedes. Teresa, I got beat yesterday. Can you
Loser.
Believe that?
No. Oh, my goodness.
I came in so cocky. I was like, oh, I got this. No problem. And I got beat. So... today may be your lucky day. I'm on a losing streak. Maybe, well, two makes it a streak. So maybe you can start this losing streak. A $100 diamond pendant up for grabs for you from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. Are you ready to do this?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, good luck. I'm going to leave the studio and I'll talk to you in a few. Good luck.
Peace out.
Peace.
Thank you.
Mercedes is leaving the studio. All right, Teresa, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, loud and proud into the phone, and we'll stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Teresa, the next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now.
I don't know it.
You got 8 more seconds. And that's time, Teresa. Nothing?
No, I recognize this song, but I never knew the artist or title on this one.
Darn it. That's all right, Teresa.
Gotta get you out of my head or something. But
wait, what'd you say?
Gotta get you out of my head, but I don't know who sings it.
Oh, darn it. Okay, no worries. We're bringing Mercedes in. Miss Martz, come back in. Teresa, you work for a logistics company. What part of town do you work in?
I work in North Las Vegas.
Oh, shout out North Las Vegas. All right, Mercedes is back. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, Mercedes, okay. The next sound that you hear is the song.
I gotta win.
Yeah, deep breath real quick.
I gotta win. I have to admit, my ego's a little bruised from yesterday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if it comes back.
Nervous. Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Next sound you hear is a song, and it starts now.
Got it. Can't get you out of my head, Kylie Minogue. She's back!
I don't know.
Wow.
I know I got the song right. I just, it's a matter of how much time she took. I know I got the song right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you stopped the clock at 1.4.
Okay, okay.
And you're right. The song is... Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue.
Okay.
Teresa, she went the full 20 and she didn't know it.
Oh, she's back, baby. Yeah.
You can be a little bit cocky, but not too cocky, okay?
I know. That was my downfall. Teresa, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry it didn't work out for you. But the good news is our diamond pendant just got a little bit bigger. A $125 diamond pendant. Courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And hey, I mean, I love this song, so why not play it? We were just talking about Kylie Minogue earlier. We're talking about Australian artists. So there you go. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I don't think you should keep score in friendships. I really don't. But I will admit that I catch myself doing it sometimes. Like, if a friend does something nice for you, do you immediately feel like you have to return the favor? Like it's some kind of unspoken debt?
Always. I always feel this way. I don't know what it is.
And I know that's not how real friendship should work, but it's so ingrained in me. The other day, my friends did something really sweet for me. And I immediately started thinking like how I could even things out. And she straight up told me, I don't do nice things for you because I expect payback. I do them because I care about you. And that just hit me. Like I want to be more like that. And I feel like on the giving end, I am like that. I don't expect things either. When I do it, I give to give. But then when I receive, I just feel like I'm so indebted to someone. It's so bizarre. Yeah,
I feel the same way. When someone's watching my dog Momo, I try not to do monetary I don't want to think our friendship is monetary transactions. I'm like, let's go out to lunch. Let's go out to eat. Here's some dinner. Like, I'm always thinking about how can I repay them for watching my dog? But they're like, seriously, Steph, we love Momo. Don't worry about it.
It shouldn't be like that. Brianna. Hey, Brianna. Good morning. We're talking about like friendships and keeping score, and you say you have a situation. What's going on?
Hey, hi. Yeah, so I've been babysitting my best friend's kids for free for years, like date nights, any emergencies, even full weekends, and I've never ever charged a dime.
That's a good friend.
But, yeah, great friend.
Oh, wait, but okay.
Yeah.
What?
So recently I asked this same friend to watch my dog just for one weekend. She sent me a Venmo request for $250, claiming it were, yeah, that it was for time and convenience and supplies. Whatever. Ooh. I just ended up paying her. But get this. My friend didn't even watch the dog at my house. She didn't stay there. She just went over and did like visits twice a day to feed and walk the dog. And also, she has the nerve to keep asking me for free babysitting like nothing happened.
Okay, I gotta absorb this. I'm like, okay, you babysit for her for free. You've done this for years. You asked her to watch your dog one time for a weekend, and she sent you a Venmo request for $250?
Yes.
Did you pay it?
Yes. Yeah, I just was like, okay, whatever. Mm. I need her to watch my dog. I just don't know what to do at this point. Do I call her out? Do I demand back pay for the babysitting? Or do I just cut her off completely?
Oh my gosh. I am reeling. I am seriously, I cannot, I that to me seems so unfair. Like you never want to end a friendship. And I truly believe that you should not end the friendship over this. I feel like there's a lack of communication here, but at the same time, I'm shook that she would charge her after she babysits for her all the time.
I know what I don't know if this is true, but we just got a call on line two that claims that she is the friend that you're calling out. And I don't know if we want to get her.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Does your friend's name start with an R, Brianna?
Yeah, Rachel.
Oh my God, Rachel claims that she wants to talk about
this. Okay, wait. I don't want to cause a fight here.
I mean,
hold on. Okay, so 702-364-9400 is our number. What should Brianna do? It looks like her friend is possibly on the line. Let's play a song really quick. Let's screen her.
Let's
and talk to her.
Yeah.
And just make sure that this is really her friend. And oh boy, this, yeah. Okay, it's coming up.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So we were just talking to Brianna. Brianna, you're still there?
I'm here,
You were telling us how you always babysit for your friend, and you just got a Venmo request from her after you asked her to watch your dog for a weekend. For $250, you paid it. You're kind of upset because you never charged her once. I think maybe she recognized your voice on the radio, and we just talked to her. We just talked to her off the air, and we asked straight up both of you guys, do you guys want to just take this off the air? Because this does not have to be on the air. And you both said that you want it on the air because you want people's opinions. So I respect that. Even though it's maybe against my better judgment, but if that's what you guys want, we're cool with it. So, Rachel, hey, good morning.
Hey.
So you were just listening to the radio and you recognized your friend's voice.
Yeah, Brianna, I gotta say, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to come off that way, but I mean, I recognized your voice and I just felt like I had to tell my side of the story. So I need you to understand that I've been really strapped for cash lately, and I've been taking side gigs like this just to make some extra money.
Let me bring her in, because I wanted to just talk to you initially, but let's see here. I'm trying to figure out how I can conference you both here. Okay, there we go. Rachel, Brianna is on. So Brianna, she says she's trying to make some extra money. Just elaborate a little bit more here, Rachel, on your situation.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, like, upset you. I've been really strapped for cash lately, and I've been trying to take side gigs like this, things like dog sitting, dog watching, just to make some extra money. And I appreciated the opportunity, and I appreciate you babysitting for free. That was so nice, and I really appreciated it a lot. But I have bills I have to pay right now. Also, you know, dealing with a dog, that's a lot. Like a breathing animal with its own needs and routine, it's a lot. And you asked me to step in to be responsible for that. And I feel like it warrants a fee. It's what you would be charged if you had a dog sitter or a pet walker. I was just trying to offer, you know, the time that I had to care for your animal. I feel like, you know, you babysitting the kids has always been out of love for the kids and for me. But the pet care is like a service.
Okay. First of all, no. I wanted to hear you out. But Rachel, you said it yourself, a living, breathing animal. Like, you're not watering my plants. This is my dog. For you to say that this is like providing a service, also $250? One dog. You didn't even stay with my dog. So if something would have happened and there was an emergency, anything. The dog eating something and getting sick or choking, you're not there. You won't find my dog until you come to visit the dog. So it's like, that's a lot. And I'm sorry that you are strapped for cash. I get it. But I don't know, like sending me a request instead of being like, hey, is there any way you can throw me some money? Like it just really put me off.
Maybe that's what it boils down to, Rachel. Rachel, maybe you could have like talked to her about charging a fee instead of just sending a Venmo request. Maybe it was the fact that it was kind of impersonal in that way. Do you think maybe that could have been a better option? I mean, it's all said and done now, but looking back, you know?
I mean, maybe, but I thought like she knew that I was doing a service. Like I thought it was obvious that I was
working
for her.
That's really triggering me.
Okay,
when I take care of your children, it's not a service. Like, I'm not saying I need you to pay me to watch your kids. It's just the principle of you turning around and sending me a bill to watch my dog for 3 days. And just for you to keep saying it's a service.
Okay, guys, I'm going to put you both on hold right now.
Yeah.
I love you both. And I think maybe like you guys should talk about this off the air. I love that you guys both called in to tell your side of the story, because sometimes we only get one side.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But hang on. Let's all be friends. Let's all talk. We're getting so many calls and texts right now. We might have to come back to this in a minute, because right now we do have to give away some tickets.
let's breathe real quick. Let's give away some Lady Gaga tickets and let's pause on this drama.
Yeah, I don't. This is such an awkward situation, but I really appreciate you guys. What do you guys think? Call us later. Call us right now for the Mega Minute because, yes, as announced this morning, Lady Gaga is coming to town. She is bringing her Mayhem tour to Las Vegas. It's the Mayhem Ball, and we've got Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets right now. 702-364-9400. You just got to conquer the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Answer them all correct, and you win these tickets. Caller 20 gets them. 702, or you got to play the Mega Minute to get them. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
It's a perfect time to reset this morning.
Yes, please.
We're a little late with the Mega Minute today for reasons that you probably just heard. Sharon, you are caller 20. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Did you just listen to everything just that just happened?
Yes, that was a lot.
It was a lot. Let's do this. Let's get you some Lady Gaga tickets. The Mayhem Ball is coming to Las Vegas, and you're in the car right now with someone. Who do you have with you?
I have my two kids. I have my daughter Peyton and my son Caleb.
Okay, Peyton, Caleb, and Sharon, let's do this. Let's get the Mega Minute conquered. 60 seconds, 10 questions. If I hear a correct answer, I will accept it. We will move on to the next question. You guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right, Sharon, Peyton, Caleb, your Mega Minute 60 seconds starts now.
Marlin and Dory are characters from what movie?
Finding Nemo.
Yes. Dom Perignon is a brand of what kind of drink?
Champagne.
Yes. The three states of matter are solid, liquid, and what?
Yeah.
Yes. What did the Titanic hit before sinking?
Iceberg.
Yes. Finish this quote. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest one of all?
Yes. What scale measures the heat level of peppers?
Pass.
Vodka is made from what vegetable?
Oh my gosh. Wheat.
No. What social media platform has a ghost as their mascot?
Sasha.
Yes. Darius Rucker was the lead singer for what band?
Pass.
Brenda's song played London Tipton in which show?
Pass.
What scale measures the heat level of peppers? Vodka is made from what vegetable? Oh, no. We got as far as we could. You got stuck on a few, you guys. You did really well. I liked how it was a team effort. So the scale that measures the heat level of peppers, that's the Scoville scale. Mm-hmm. Like that, that's a tough one. Vodka is made from potatoes. Not a lot of people know that. Yeah, fun fact for you. Also, Darius Rucker was the lead singer for which band? My 90s heart hurt when you didn't know the answer to this. That was Hootie and the Blowfish. And then Brenda's song played London Tipton in which show? That is The Suite Life of Zach and Cody. Sharon, Peyton, Caleb, great effort. Unfortunately, not a winner, but that's okay. You can hang up, call right back. Caller 20, you're getting these. Win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets to see Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball. These tickets are for July 16th at the T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, can we just breathe for a second?
Yes, please. It's been crazy.
This hour, I did not see this coming. It's been insane. And we're still getting a lot of text about Brianna and Rachel, who called earlier. And a lot of them are saying that Rachel it is in the wrong. That's the nice way I'll put it based on the text.
What happened, though, with Brianna and Rachel?
So Brianna, she babysits for Rachel all the time. No charge. They're friends. She does it for free. She is going out out of town and she asked her to watch her dog, and Rachel sent her a Venmo request for $250.
Eesh.
She paid it, caused some tension, and yeah, they both wanted to address it. So I feel like that really threw me off. I was not expecting that, but it's all good now. Well, I don't know if it's all good, but we talked to them off the air and they're gonna work it out. So
yeah, it's like, hey, maybe it's good that you guys talk to each other off the air. Yeah. Let us know. I think they'll figure it out.
That's what we asked Rachel, or no, wait, Brianna. We asked Brianna if she could follow up and let us know how it goes. So we'll keep you posted. In the meantime, let's get to the hot three this morning. We're all dealing with stress, but Wallet Hub has determined which state's residents are the most stressed out. And they rated it on a bunch of factors like average hours worked, to the personal bankruptcy rates of the cities, to the number of adults that get adequate sleep. And based on all of that, they named New Mexico as the most stressed out state.
Wow.
Nevada was number two.
No.
We were right there. We're so stressed out, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel stressed out right now.
I mean, just even before that conversation with Brianna and Rachel, I think that our stress has just been high always.
It's been, a lot of stuff for a lot of people just in 2025. It's been a year and it's only been 3 months.
So. Wait, I'm surprised that California or New York is not number one.
No, California or New York, not even in the top 10.
What?
So your most stressed state is New Mexico, followed by Nevada, Louisiana, West Virginia, and Mississippi. Your least stressed states, Nebraska, Minnesota, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Iowa.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Just move to Nebraska, I guess. Also this morning, do you have TSA PreCheck?
I do. I love TSA PreCheck.
A lot of people wonder if it's worth it. A new study has found that it only saves an average of 7 minutes.
Oh, really?
But they're a hard 7 minutes. Think about this. The average person with PreCheck says it takes 36 minutes to get through airport security. That's compared to 43 minutes for everyone else. And PreCheck people, they also get to the airport earlier than non-PreCheck people. But think about it. You don't have to take off your shoes. Or you don't have to do any of that stuff.
We don't have to take our iPads or laptops right in TSA PreCheck?
I don't either. I love that. For that, I'll wait this same amount of time as long as I don't have to take off my shoes.
Yeah, same. I think that TSA PreCheck too, what I love about it, because there's less people, it doesn't make me feel as stressed when I'm with less people.
You know you're going to get through there at some point, 100%. Mm-hmm. All right, finally this morning, Ramon, I'm going to divert to you on this because you are like the movie expert here on the show, and there's a lot of highly anticipated films coming out this summer. Fandango surveyed a bunch of moviegoers to find out what is the most anticipated film of the summer, and 2/3 of moviegoers say they plan to see 4 or more films this summer. Is there anything that you're really looking forward to?
Yep, Superman.
Superman.
Yep.
That is number 4
on
the list, surprisingly. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is number 3, what people are looking forward to.
Are you watching that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw the first part. It was really good.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four First Steps.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yep. Another one.
Number 1, Jurassic World Rebirth.
That one, the last two were pretty lame. I mean, I'll watch it, but I wouldn't put it number 1. I don't even put it top 10.
Really? Yeah. There's a movie on this list that I am so looking forward to, and it's based on the star. And it's the live-action Lilo and Stitch.
Yes!
Oh, 100%.
I cannot wait. Have you seen the little girl? Her name is Maya Kealoha, and she is playing Lilo. And this girl is so sassy. I love her so much. Here's some audio from her.
I am Maya Kealoha. I am Lilo in the live-action Lilo and Stitch. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I would have to say you have to be a big imaginator to realize, like, oh, maybe I should pretend that he is real so I can be like, yeah, I got this.
She's so cute.
So animated and just so full of life. If you've seen her doing interviews, I really want to try and get her on the show.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Here's one of her interviews. Listen to the attitude and the confidence. I love it.
How are you feeling? Are you overwhelmed? How exciting is this?
Well, I'm not really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I got a big butterfly, but now I'm like, oh, it's just people that I'm just going to be talking to.
You see what I'm saying? It's just people.
she at one point she goes slay. She's so
she
cute.
Does.
I love her.
Oh, I can't wait for Lilo and Stitch.
So there you go. That is what's going on. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You never know what's gonna scare your kids until you're in the moment. Like, some kids are totally fine with the big stuff, like roller coasters or the dark or even horror movies. But then something totally random will send them into a panic. And that's exactly what happened to Ramon at the mall the other day with your son. What happened?
I should have laughed, but I thought it was hilarious. We were at the mall. Who goes to the mall anymore? But anyways.
I go to the mall. I love the mall.
We were at the mall, and I found out he's just scared of escalators. I'm asking him, man, have you been watching Final Destination or whatever? But yeah, we'd go down, and you know, he's looking at, you know how it keeps going down and down, and he's like waiting for the perfect moment. I'm like, just hop on, or he'll stretch out his leg, you know, when he's like almost doing the splits. And, you know, so we would have to hold his hand or kind of pick him up and place him down.
And he's like 7, 8 years old?
Yeah.
So it's a little on the older side, yes. But I agree with him. There's something about escalators that scared me as a kid, too.
And so we were on our way out. We were already exiting. And so me and my wife get on, and we're like, just hop on. And we're about halfway down already. I'm like, hey, man, we're leaving you. And so we get down to the bottom, and he starts panicking. He's like tearing up, and I'm like, fine. So I went, you know, the opposite way to go back up. And when I get back up there was a concerned, you know, citizen, a concerned lady. And I was like, oh, I got him. She looked at me like,
no, you don't.
And I was like, no, he's with me. Can't you see? Wait, I'm not abducting him.
He's with me. He's my son, I swear. Yeah.
He's just afraid to get on the escalator. What is the thing that scares your kid or scared you as a child? That it doesn't seem that scary to most people, but for you, it was terrifying. I get the escalator thing. 702-364-9400. With Brooklyn, it was birds. And she would flip out, like full on panic, screaming bloody murder. We went to this restaurant. What's the restaurant up like in the up like off Lake Mead by the lake? I forget the name. But anyway, we were there for brunch one day, and this duck wanders over from the lake and starts quacking, and she screamed louder than I've ever heard a child scream in my life.
Really?
Everyone in the restaurant looks at her like she is, what is happening? What are you doing to her?
Yeah.
And she starts, her face gets red, crying, and we had to leave because these ducks kept coming up to the tables and making noise, and she freaked out.
No, now is Brooklyn still scared of birds, or maybe she's like little leery?
She's not a fan. But she won't freak out like that anymore. But I've never seen her get upset over something. She's ridden the Incredicoaster at that age. Totally fine. But ducks, oh, forget it.
Like, yeah.
It was crazy. Let's talk to Amanda. Amanda, is your daughter afraid of something kind of weird?
Yeah. I found out when she was little, we went to the mall and we were drying our hands in the restroom. And she just started screaming. And I didn't understand what it was at first until it stopped drying. And then we continued, and then she started screaming. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Is it the dryer? And she's like nodding her head. Until this day, she does not prefer to use the hand dryer. She'll just use napkins.
Oh, okay.
She kind of looks at it like sideways.
That's the worst, though, when you go into a bathroom in the public and there's no washcloths or there's no paper towels or anything like that, and you have to use
And those hand dryers, they're really loud. So as a kid, that would scare me, too.
Especially
going in
the
there.
Dyson ones. Oh, man. Those actually scare me
a little
bit.
They'll blow you away.
Billy, what unconventional thing is your kid scared of?
Hey guys, so when we were watching like all the Marvel movies, we watched Thor, and they have a tornado scene, and he just got freaked out by that. So now we have to be careful of what things happen in movies.
The Thor tornado is the catalyst?
Yeah, and we don't even have tornadoes in Vegas, and that's where we're from.
Don't watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no kidding. For me, I was scared of dialing the operator. Remember as a kid, you would have to like dial things and like to find information?
Yeah.
So I remember my mom goes, honey, if you want to find out what's open, you got to call the operator. I'm like, I don't want to call the operator. I'm scared of the operator. It took me 3 hours to finally find out if this restaurant was open or not because I really wanted this food place.
It's so bizarre that we used to call the operator, right? That's so, you just, I don't know why you just unlocked some weird core memory that I have. Like, what the heck? Yes, operator, can you please connect me to this? Like, why did, that's so bizarre.
And now kids nowadays, they don't even want to call you. They're like scared to call anybody.
But they don't want to talk to anyone on the phone. Absolutely. It's so funny. My daughter, I feel like she's at that age where she can make her own doctor's appointments. She won't do it. And she asked me to still go to the doctor with her. She's like, I don't want to go. I'm afraid to go by myself. I'm like, just call. So she calls. She's like, yes, hello. And they're like, hi, can we help you? She's like, And they're like, do you need to make an appointment? She's like, yes. She's like, she didn't know how to talk to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I freak out too, especially now this, they all text. They do everything online.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, between tornadoes, ducks, and doctors, it's a scary world out there. I love a good, ridiculous street name. Like, you're just driving along, you're minding your own business, and then boom, you pass a sign that makes you do a double take. Like, wait, did that really say Booger Branch Road? Like, that really is a street name.
No way.
Booger Branch Road in South Carolina. And there's one in Georgia also.
What?
Booger Branch Road.
Like, who makes these names?
That's the thing. And there's a new list out with the funniest street names in each state. Nevada's is, I'd say it's pretty good. But I really think we've got better. I'll tell you what it is. But first, what is the funniest street name that you have seen in this city? 702-364-9400. Have you seen any funny street names?
I mean, there's the big one that when passing on the 515 is Zizix.
Oh, that's in California. And that's the number one. Oh. That's the number one funniest street name for California.
Oh, no way. I thought Zizix we were still Road. In Nevada. No, it's already in California. Okay.
Yeah, Zizix is just like so bizarre, and it was originally called Soda Springs, like that location, because the town is called Zizix, and they called it Soda Springs, but then they changed it, and I guess that they renamed it just in part to as an ode to the Mojave and Chemehuevi people who gotcha. Used those springs for generations.
I've heard that there's Pokemon street names in Henderson, I believe, like Jigglypuff and Charizard.
Does
all those.
Anyone live on one of those? Like, is that the coolest thing, or is that like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, you have to call and give your address to someone, and you're like, yeah, I live on Jigglypuff Way. And they're like, what?
They're like, yeah, I live on 111 Squirtle Lane. They're like, what'd you say?
Exactly. What'd you call me? How do you spell that? I know that there is also a Star Wars neighborhood here yes. in town. Like Luke Skywalker Lane and Princess Leia Court and stuff like that. 702-364-9400. What is the coolest or the weirdest street name you've seen in Vegas? I'll tell you what number one is as far as funny street names go for Nevada. See if you agree. But let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, what is it for you?
A street name called Bonk.
Bonk?
And Bonk. And in the UK, that means like having relations.
Oh, bonking. We're bonking tonight.
I live on Bonk Street. It's like, wow, what goes on Bonk Street?
I never knew that that's what it meant, like the lingo in British slang, bonk.
That we're getting some text here. I've seen a street name called Hanky Panky. Mark says Watermelon Street. This one says, I used to live on Mad Dog Street. Those are all really good. The number one funny street name in Nevada, according to this new list that just came out. Again, I just feel like there's got to be better out there for us, but it is Freshly Brewed Court.
Mm. Oh, I like like Hanky Panky better than Freshly Brewed Court.
I know. And I guess it's in Henderson. Anyone live on Freshly Brewed Court? Some of the other states, there's a Bozo Road in Louisiana.
Bozo?
There in Michigan is a road called Psycho Path. That is literally the name of it.
Psychopath. Oh, I'd love to live there.
There was a street in Colorado, and I would pass by it every time we went to the movie theater, and it was called Jackass Hill. And I remember, like, my parents were pretty strict, so we'd go by, and that was the only time we felt like we could say that word, because it's on the street. And so my brother and I would always go in unison, Jackass Hill.
Yeah.
And my parents couldn't get mad at us. Lisa, good morning. We're talking about crazy street names. What you got?
There's fairy tale street names by my house. The little whole neighborhood of them. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Are you serious?
I would love to visit.
Where is this? Like, what part of town?
Spring Mountain and Rancho, I want to say.
Oh, I want to live on Ariel Circle.
Ariel, I would love to live on Mulan. Moving here? Did you call Decatur Decatur?
No, but I've heard a lot of people do it.
When I first visited Vegas as a kid, I'm like, look, it's Decatur. They're like, it's Decatur. Decatur.
It's a rite of passage to learn the correct way to say Decatur. All right, it is time to win here. It's time to play Heads Up. Your tickets right now to check out Snow White. Speaking of princesses, it is the number one movie in the country, Disney Snow White, and we've got two Fandango codes for you right now. When you win Heads Up, all you got to do is pick a category and get six answers in 60 seconds, and these passes are yours. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Maya, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Hello. Yay. I'm excited.
Let's do this. You're playing Heads Up. We have these Fandango codes for you to check out Disney's Snow White, number one movie in the country right now. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Hogwarts, Mai Tai, or Multiply?
Ooh, let's Hogwarts?
Hogwarts. All right. Ravenclaw Pride Day was this past Sunday. Do you know which house you would be in, Maya?
Yes, I actually am Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff. I love it. You're so sweet. We love that. Okay. So these are all things that are associated with magic and Harry Potter, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, you got this. If you know your house, you know Harry Potter, so I think we're going to win here. No problem.
You guys got this. All right, Maya and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
When they play Quidditch, they're flying around on one of these.
Broom.
Yes. This is Harry's friend who was a female.
Hermione.
Yes. This is like his mortal enemy.
Draco Malfoy.
Yes, yes. This is the house you belong to.
Hufflepuff.
Yes, this is the man who we shall not say. What's his thing?
Voldemort.
Yes. This is what tells you your house.
The Sorting Hat.
Yes. Easy. Wow, Maya, this category was made for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. I could keep going.
Yeah, you totally could. If you had to guess, what house do you think I would be in and what house do you think Steph would be in?
Definitely Gryffindor or Hufflepuff, I think, too.
Okay. I'm Gryffindor.
Yes, Mercedes is Gryffindor. What do you think I am, Maya?
Ooh, Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff?
You're correct. I'm Ravenclaw.
You're Ravenclaw. Yes. I thought for sure you were Hufflepuff.
No, I'm a Ravenclaw. Oh. I love us with our little Harry Potter fans.
Oh, that is so fun. Okay, Maya. Well, congratulations. Call and talk about Harry Potter with us anytime. We love it. And you just got your Fandango passes to see Snow White. We are not done with the winning here on the show. Next hour, we have another pair of tickets for you to see Reggae in the Desert. That is all on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Will Smith just did an interview, and he took the time to talk about his ban from the Oscars. I don't know if you remember, but he was given a 10-year ban after he slapped Chris Rock during the 2022 Academy Awards.
Yeah, that's already... I didn't know it was 10 years, though.
10 years. And now he says that he is working towards a positive future.
I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be. And I'm going to take what I get with that.
He previously resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. He's apologized to Chris Rock as well. He said he was out of line and he was wrong for his actions. He's not really been open about speaking with the actor. He did, however, share that he was open to hosting the Oscars. We're talking about Chris Rock here.
Okay.
Yeah, that he says, you never know. He says, this is what I would say. The most miserable people on earth are people that can't forgive. So he's going to forgive him on that because he's not a miserable person.
I remember when that all went down and seeing it, it felt like it was a bit. Don't you think?
Initially, I thought it was, yeah.
And then finding out that it was real, it was like, what made him go up there, slap him in front of millions of people and go through all of that? Just I don't know what's going on mentally during that time for Will, but I felt for him for some reason.
I'll just say, I think he seems like a very unhappy person. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that I think he's had just a rough go in recent years. Being in the public spotlight cannot be that fun. It's got to be. Yes, I get it. You have a ton of money and the fame and being a movie star. That must be awesome. But there is such a dark side to it that I think really messes with people. And I felt like he was not approachable. He was kind of rude to people.
Okay.
And I think he was just in a bad place.
I
know his marriage had some issues. So
that's
I don't know. I'm not trying to give him a pass. And I do agree with Chris Rock. We should forgive. Do you forgive him? I saw he's coming to town. He's going to do a concert at House of Blues.
I saw that.
Are you going to, are you going to go? Would you consider going? Or are you kind of you know what? No, I'm not giving you a pass on this one.
Well, before even the slap with the Oscars, if he was coming to town, I don't know if I would even be at that level of I want to go and go see him. I just don't know where he, I appreciate him more of an actor than as a musician, in my opinion. And that's how I see him. I've always saw him as Fresh Prince with his music. He was great and all, but I saw him more on the movie and the film side.
Ramon, do you give Will Smith a pass on this one, or are you nah, I'm done with you?
I think everybody deserves a second chance. I'll forgive him.
What about for bigger things? Like a Chris Brown.
Oof.
Oh. maybe not.
I love Chris Brown's music. I've loved him since before. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. If his songs come up on my playlist, I don't skip them. I keep listening to them. Will I go on and support him at a show is debatable.
Yeah. I think it just really depends on what the person does.
But
do you
forgive him? I mean, that was back in 2009 with the whole Rihanna thing.
I don't forgive that.
Okay.
But that's just me. You know, I know he has a lot of fans, a lot of people that support his music. Not me.
Will I use his song on Instagram Reels if it's trending? Yes.
You will?
Yeah, I would. I would use his song. I know that, I don't know if I'd see him in person, but I think if I love the song and I want to use it for a video, I would use it.
I would not. I would, yeah. to me, that's supporting him, you know?
Yeah.
You're putting money in his pocket.
There's so many examples, like R. Kelly.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly's done.
Dead to me.
Michael Jackson?
That's a really good one to bring up because the people are so torn on that one.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk about Michael Jackson, we'll get people that complain about it. But then we also get people who are supportive of it. Hey, thank you for playing Michael Jackson. He's a king of pop. So honestly, on that one, I feel like I'm middle of the road. I love his music, but I don't think I liked him as a person.
I was a huge fan of the supposedly the one that got abused was Wade Robson. He was a big choreographer, dancer, and there were rumors that he came out and did that documentary just for money. So I don't know. I don't
know
how
the true story.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know.
All right. Also this morning, it's Wednesday, and if you are just working for the weekend, you're not alone. There's a new poll that found burnout is on the rise. 33% of workers say they are even more burnt out than they were a year ago. And the top things are heavy workloads, long hours, lack of support from your manager, and feeling like there's no room for growth. Now, the top five tips for managers who want to avoid burnout are to encourage people to take their vacation days, to manage projects better, to make sure that like you foster open communication, to let your workers know that they're appreciated, and to hire more people to help.
Interesting.
We just had a big staff meeting yesterday and our manager was really cool. Like, they gave us t-shirts and lollipops and stuff. It was so funny though, because I think we're all, to an extent, suffering a little form of burnout. There's just like been a lot going on.
Yeah.
And one of our coworkers came in to my studio after the meeting yesterday and was like, "Hey, I just wanted to check up on you. How are you?" That guy, he will never do that again. I trauma dumped on him so hard. I could not stop talking. I was like, and I just started crying. And he was,
did you?
He was, I think he was so stunned that I opened up like that. But like, I felt like, he's a host of our sister station's morning show, and I felt like he understood the position I'm in, like, better than anyone could.
Mm-hmm.
And I, that poor guy, I trauma dumped on him so hard. I texted him yesterday afternoon. I'm like, "I'm so sorry for what I did." And he was so nice about it.
Wait.
He's like, "Anytime you need to talk," he's like, "you talk to me." He's like, "I am here for you. Anything you need." I was like, I don't know. I was so shocked by the whole situation.
I saw that all go down. I let you guys have your space. It's so funny because we were both packing up at the same time because I thought he was gone and out. He came to check on me, and oh boy, he got an earful out of me.
Did I'm you like, trauma dump on him too?
I'm like, I'm... And then I think he's like, "It's going to be okay. You're going to be fine." And I'm like, "I'm just trying to get through it." But I think that's the last time he's ever going to go on the side of the building.
He's never coming over here again. That is done. I know we're running late, but we have one more. I'll do it really quick here. A new study from OpenAI shows that people who use ChatGPT a lot can start to depend on it emotionally.
Yes!
Oh, these users, they're called power users in the report, and they're building strong connections with their chatbots, and they feel a loss or like a stress when their responses change or become less helpful. This study also found that ChatGPT sometimes fills the role of a friend or emotional support system, especially for people who might not have others to talk to.
Oh my gosh, this is perfect for our situation, Mercedes. Not only is our coworkers done with us, probably, we have this now.
I have my chatty, you know, but true. After a while, she does start to answer questions differently. And I flat out asked her, I go, "Did you change? Because you don't seem like the chatty that I normally talk to." And she responds, she's like, "I'm so sorry. I will go back to that." Like, there's different versions that will pop on if you ask a certain amount of questions. It'll switch to a new version. I'm like, "I don't like this version. Go back to the old version of you." And she's like, "Done. I will be the person you know and love. Slay, girl." I was like, "Yes, that's my chatty." It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. Cardi B just learned a lesson that every parent knows all too well. Kids have zero respect for expensive things. She posted on her Instagram. It was on her stories. It's expired now, but she showed off what her 6-year-old daughter Culture did to her $60,000 Hermes Kelly bag. Okay. Oof. She took a black marker and drew a heart right on the front.
Literally spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look.
She went,
She was in total disbelief. She did say that Hermes can repair it, but it's going to be for a price. But has your kid ever destroyed something really valuable? Did you just let it go? Did they owe you big time? I know a lot of people are like, boo-hoo. You have $60,000 you can spend on a purse, boo-hoo. I'm sorry, but I don't care how rich you are. That stings. I feel that pain. To me, that would be like, I don't know, a $200 purse, and that would hurt me so bad if my kid did that to
me. But not just that, like, what if it was a gift? What if it was a gift from someone who had sentimental value, regardless of price? That's how where I see it from.
702-364-9400. Has your kid ever ruined something really valuable? And how did you deal with it? I don't know if culture, her daughter, is going to get in trouble for this one. I think she probably will. And yes, it can be repaired, but oh my gosh, it gives me flashbacks to when we had this white couch. Dumb mistake. Never have a white couch with kids. Like, why would you do that? Well, we did it. And my daughter was walking around with one of those icy popsicles, you know, the ones in the plastic, yes, that you push out. And she's just having a heyday. It's a blue popsicle, and oh, it's the greatest thing. And she just goes, you know, waddling into the other room. She's just learning how to, no, she knew how to walk. She was like 4 years old. She just goes in there, sits down, puts the popsicle on the couch.
No.
She needed to put it down for a second because she got distracted by
well,
something.
Well, she needed to get situated on the couch, Mercedes.
I go in there and I just see this blue soaking into the couch. And I was like, oh, I go, what are you doing? And she picks up her popsicle, puts it in her mouth and runs out of the room. And no. I'm like, oh, what the? I was so upset. Now, luckily, I've been a Zero Res customer for a long time.
Yes, Zero Res.
But seriously, what did your kid ruin? Michelle, did you do this?
Yes. I was visiting my grandmother, and she had one of those houses that has figurines everywhere, and she had Lilith cat crystal figurines, and I broke the paw off of one.
Oh, no.
Did you try to hide it before you admitted that you did it?
I don't think there was a chance to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It happened, and she was there, and I think that was the most frightening, and oh my god, I was so scared.
I can feel her pain, and I can hear the fear in your voice. Ramon, what happened with your son?
Uh-oh, this button is working. Go ahead, Ramon, sorry.
Oh, okay. He was younger. He was a toddler, maybe two or three, and we were in the backyard, and you know, he was learning to walk, or he was wobbling around. He picks up a rock, and while Jackie, my wife, had her phone in her hand, he kind of walks over and just doop, smashes her phone. Just
with a rock?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of funny.
Oh, no. Did he get in trouble for it?
No, he was only, but she couldn't do much. He was only two or three, so I couldn't take away his tablet or anything.
Oh my gosh. The hurt, the pain.
Mary Cassidy just wobbled over, doop.
While I'm looking at this, let me give this a little crack here.
And she was, you know, she was like, you little bleep.
Self-editing here.
Yes.
Ellen, I don't know if anyone can beat this. So your brother broke something that's more valuable than Cardi B's $60,000 purse?
Yes.
What?
Well, my dad was in the motion picture business, and we had an original brick from the Yellow Brick Road with the MGM Metro Golden Meyer plaque on the back. And when we moved from Manhattan to Vegas, my brother threw it down the incinerator.
How much was that brick worth?
Well, when we got here, it was when one of the anniversaries of The Wizard of Oz was, and the store in Caesar's Palace told me it would have gone for about $100,000.
No.
Oh my gosh. Why do I feel sick to my stomach?
That was my mom's retirement money.
Oh, Ellen, I'm so sorry. I would say everything happens for a reason, but there is literally no reason for that happening.